620 KTAR. We were talking with Rick, who had a very unique kind of problem. I'm going to bring him back in here. It sounds like he's tried all the basic stuff that we would normally try to recommend to somebody. So at this point, he's got to make a decision. Does he want to spend time or money? And a lot of things kind of come down to that when they get to more advanced problems. But he said he had a second question, so I thought we'd let him ask that here.
Is reinstalling the operating system on top of the old operating system. I'm running Windows 2000, but I'm getting a you cannot reinstall because the version on the computer is newer than the version you're trying to install.
Right. Sometimes you'll have a problem trying to reinstall over top of what you've got because what you've got is has got service packs and updates and things. Now, if you're truly running Windows 2000 and you're trying to install on top of, there is a way that you should be able to make that happen, but I can tell you that it doesn't always go pretty.
That's okay.
So, you know, you're really, at this point, you're kind of, you either got to probably get somebody that can help you or take it someplace that can look and find the cause of the issue and repair it.
Okay.
Or decide that you're going to back up your data and either remove the Windows directory or format the drive completely and reinstall.
Okay.
That's kind of what your options come down to as far as what I can suggest for you over the phone.
That was Microsoft's solution.
Yeah, well, they're good at recommending
that. Your solution was to reformat the drive.
Yeah, I mean, there are other solutions, but nothing that anybody's going to be able to walk you through on the phone without being able to really see it and spend some time with it. So
appreciate it.
All right.
Thanks a lot.
Good luck, Rick.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Ouch. Those are not good ones. And when I spoke to him kind of offline there, he had tried just about everything you could think of.
Yeah.
So when it comes down to something like that, it's time for you to either get professional help or resign yourself to the fact that it's going to take a lot more than small hammer. It needs a big hammer.
Yeah, trying to troubleshoot something like that remotely can be taxing.
A little bit taxing, yes. Let me see how much time we've got here. We've got just enough time, I think, to bring in, let's see, about Wayne, who has a question about replacing windows. And I'm hoping he's not talking about replacing, like, single-pane windows with dual-pane windows, because this is the wrong show for that.
Yeah, that's Romy's show.
Yes.
Yeah, I hope this question isn't beneath your dignity to handle.
Beneath my dignity to handle? What are you talking about?
Well, we'll just give it a shot anyway.
There's no such thing.
Okay, good. I have two machines that are both Windows 98, and that's sufficient for my needs.
Okay.
And I'm using a jump drive to take some work from work to my home, and I can work on my reports and so on at home.
And just for ease of terminology, when you say jump drive, you mean the little thing that plugs into a USB port and lets you just copy data onto it, and it's like a stick?
Correct. Looks like two double cigarettes or something like that.
Good enough.
Okay. Now, they were working fine for 2 years.
Okay.
But I went back to one of the major electronics stores and bought another one of the same manufacturer's brand. It does not work, it's not compatible, and the person who works there said they're not, even though they say that they are.
Okay.
So what I did was I figured, well, maybe if I transferred going from one manufacturer to a different manufacturer and load up that those drivers with a CD that comes with that driver, with that jump drive, I would have more success.
Okay. So here, let me make sure I understand the issue here. In Windows 2000 and XP, which maybe is what you're running at work, there are no drivers required, so these things just plug in and go.
No, both of them are 98.
Both of them are 98. Okay. A couple different possibilities of why this wouldn't be working with a newer one when it worked with an old. Number one possibility is that the new little jump drive is USB 2 and not, for some reason, backwards compatible, and the USB ports you have are USB 1 or 1.1, which would be less likely but possible.
Okay.
Another issue is the drive could come from the manufacturer formatted in a little bit different way that Windows 98 can't deal with. Does it recognize the drive at all?
Yes, and now I've gotten, well, if I can use name brands,
we're not talking bad about anything. We're just saying we got a problem, so
okay.
Go ahead.
All right. Well, the first one was PNY, and that worked fine for 2 years. The new PNY doesn't work with its old drivers.
Okay.
Even though it says it should.
Okay.
And then the new company is Sony, and that's working fine, but now I can't use the PNY driver.
So you can only get one or the other working is what you're talking about.
Correct.
Okay. So my guess is the drivers that are required between these two, somehow when you put one in, it kind of overrides sections of the other and vice versa so that the two of them cannot live together happily in the same world. Now, again, if you were running Windows 2000 or Windows XP, even Windows ME, actually, this wouldn't be an issue because there are no need to have any kind of special drivers. There's built-in support in the operating systems. You're kind of at that stage where Windows 98 was developed and designed before USB really was, and certainly before removable storage was becoming something that was happening a lot. And so you're at a stage where you've got to kind of make a decision. Do you stay with Windows 98, which suits your needs in every other way except for this, and then have to choose which one of these things are you going to use? Or do you? Is it time to think about possibly upgrading to a different OS that supports these things natively, that takes away the problem so that you can move on?
Right. So if I did that latter choice, moving up to 2000 or XP, what do I ask for? Just an upgrade kit? Or is it not possible with a 98?
Well, before you want to do something like that, you want to really look at the machines involved and see what kind of hardware are we talking about. If this hardware is more than probably two and a half years old,
right,
upgrading from Windows 98 to XP probably isn't going to be a real good idea for you. Because it's probably going to make the machine really, really slow. You might have some hardware that's incompatible, and you're going to end up throwing a lot of money into these things that is not really well spent.
Okay.
So you kind of got to evaluate how new are these machines and how much longer do you think you're going to be able to work with them. And the farther you go with operating systems, as far as if you upgrade, the less chance of you being able to take these machines for a much longer period of time than if you stay with where you're at.
You can spend about $100 for an XP upgrade, or you can purchase a decent new system with XP already loaded on it for a few $100s, and it's going to be much faster, and it's going to run Windows XP much better.
So you're kind of in a tough place, because I'm not necessarily recommending that you upgrade. You got to just make a choice if you want to live with just having one of these devices, or if you need the ability to use multiple, then you're going to have to make a choice to upgrade.
I see. Okay.
Okay.
Well, thank you very much, guys.
You're welcome, and good luck with that.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Thank you. That's how it works here. It is the Computer Corner. We've got lots more show to go. A full hour coming up. 602-277-5827 is the number if you want to jump on now. 602-277-KTAR, or check out our website at datadoctors.com. Click on the radio show section. I'm Brandon Disney. That's Chad Pyle. It is the Computer Corner right here, News Radio 620 KTAR. We'll be right back.